couple Bama football champions talking sports, Tuscaloosa style, is Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.
Get down, 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 get down,
good morning, Tuscaloosa, hour number 2, 7:03 in the morning. Here on Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com, your home for Alabama sports. Houston and Huber here taking you all the way to 8 o'clock and joining us here in hour number 2. Right off the top, leading us off, sports writer for USA Today Sports, Lakin Lippman. Lakin, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. I realize that I know you're with USA Today now, but you're with another competitor at one point, and you were actually the Alabama beat writer, so you're awfully familiar with Tuscaloosa and West Alabama.
Oh, yes, I am very familiar.
When you say it like that, familiar in a good way. I was going to say, did you enjoy being down here, or are you kind of more of an East Coast person?
No, actually, I'm from the South, so I enjoyed my time there. Obviously, it's great to cover a team that wins national championships all the time.
Absolutely. And it's easy. It makes our job on the radio a little bit easier, too. At least if you're not winning national championships, losing games with 1 second left on the clock gives you a lot to talk about in the offseason. So they do a good job of keeping us busy. But, Lakin, you had an article in USA Today about Bruce Pearl. And following Alabama athletics, you realize how strong the fan base is, and kind of coming from a non-biased perspective, sort of talk about the Alabama fan base as a whole, because what I know of us, and of course I look through it from crimson colored glasses because I played football at Alabama and I'm an Alabama graduate, they'll support just about anything, but it's hard to support something if it's not winning.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Obviously, the basketball team has struggled, but if they had a coach that could just pump some life into them, I mean, that would, obviously you can see in football and even gymnastics and softball and other teams that win, the fan base certainly gets behind them and totally supports them 100% and shows up. I know they have some problems with students leaving, but that was only because Alabama was beating teams by so many points. But anyway, I think if you could get a coach, into the basketball program that could really circle the wagons, kind of a thing. The fans would totally support that and totally be into it.
Visiting with Lakin Lippman, had an article out on USA Today about happy at ESPN. Bruce Pearl isn't ruling out a coaching comeback. Bruce Pearl, obviously, here, Lakin, is a big name. Some people, even as high up as CM Newton, says, hey, give Anthony Grant the time. You can at least go and lay your head on the pillow at night and know that he's doing it the right way. And I think he was taking a shot at Bruce Pearl right there inadvertently. First, let me get your opinion. Do you see Anthony Grant staying here in Alabama?
I don't know. I mean, I know he lost a few players before this year started, so that was unfortunate because it seemed like at the end of last year they had a good group coming back and they could definitely advance further than they did. But, of course, with the a couple of players leaving, that's definitely not happening. And I can't even remember exactly what the record is right now, but aren't they maybe going to finish for the under 500 season for the first time in a while?
Yes.
I don't know, the ins and outs of Anthony Grant and what's happening there, but he was kind of dealt a bad card this season. Maybe they'll give him one more try and see what happens.
Visiting with Lakin Lippman, USA Today. Lakin, the article about Bruce Pearl, and that's kind of where I want to get into now. You talk about how passionate he is on the ESPN college basketball set, watching four games at a time, coaching four games at once. And he has a charisma about him. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. I've been able to meet Bruce Pearl a couple times. I know some people that are close to the program that rant and rave about his charisma. Just talk about, I guess, the energy and the presence that Bruce Pearl has.
Yeah, Bruce is fantastic. This was the first time I had met him, and he was just so warm and so nice and so inviting. And just watching him watch basketball, I mean, he's just totally in love with the game. And, you know, when you talk about what happened with the lying in the NCAA, he gets emotional about it, and you can just tell that he's sorry. You know, it's not, he's not faking anything. You can't fake that kind of emotion. And he just loves coaching. And you know, you always hear some coaches say who get out of the game, you know, it's always in your blood, and they always have that itch to get back. He wouldn't come out and totally admit that he, you know, has that itch to come back and go to the tournament and the Final Four and all that kind of stuff, but you can just tell that he wants it. And, you know, I would not be surprised if he was coaching next season at all. Just watching the games, he likes being able to be a teacher on TV and teach his audience, you know, the terminology and what's going on and what to watch for. But you can just kind of tell deep down he wishes he were doing that with players in a locker room.
Lakin, when you speak with him, do you get a sense that he's kind of looking at what's out there in terms of programs? And I've heard conversations, I don't know if you got into it directly with him, about what he will be looking for should he get back into coaching?
Yeah, I mean, he's not, I don't think he's actively looking. I think people know that his show cause is up soon, and they are reaching out to him. He's already been contacted by a school. He turned it down because he has very high standards of what he wants in the next job in case he does take another job, which is, he mentioned, you know, he wants to be at a school that is committed to winning and is willing to invest in a program. And he kind of mentioned that, you know, if you look at a program that has a winning football team or a winning baseball team and knows how to win national championships, obviously they would have the same mindset, you know, with a basketball program. If it's struggling and they hire him, they know that they can invest, you know, a lot of time and money in the program, and he will turn it around and do things with it.
Visiting with Lakin Littman, USA Today. Lakin, does the fact, first of all, did he say the school that offered him?
Did he say what?
Did he say the school that offered him the position that he turned down?
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, does it matter to him, you know, when you look at the SEC in particular, because we're in Tuscaloosa in the Southeast, you know, he says that he wants to be somewhere where they're going to spend the money and they want to win. Does he look at the SEC and how down this conference is? Is that a deterrent for him? Does he want to be in a basketball conference, quote, like the Big Ten or the ACC?
I mean, he kind of gave the old coach speak, like, you know, the toughest conference is the conference that you're in, kind of a thing. He wouldn't come out and say which conference he would like to play in. I think, again, it really depends on the program. It could be anywhere. He's happy in Knoxville, obviously, SEC country. Not sure if Tennessee would, you know, take, not sure if risk is the right word, but, you know, I know a lot of Tennessee fans want their coach fired and would love to have him again, and he's happy in Knoxville. I'm not sure that would happen. You know, Tuscaloosa isn't that far from Knoxville. But I, you know, maybe he's comfortable in the South, even though he's from the Northeast. Maybe he'd want to go back up home to Boston. I don't know. I know Boston College fans are trying to rally support for him too. I don't think it matters what conference to him, but wherever he goes, I mean, they'll have success. That's for sure.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is just strictly your opinion. Do you think Alabama would be a school that would be committed to winning? Do you think that they could muster? And the reason I ask you is because you've followed Alabama athletics. You know, would they be a candidate for him just based on the fact of him saying, I want to go somewhere that wants to invest in winning?
I personally think Bruce Pearl Alabama would be awesome. I mean, you know, you have Nick Saban, Bruce Pearl. I mean, that's quite a duo for two high-revenue sports. I think that fans would just eat that up. Maybe he'd get a houndstooth jacket, like his orange jacket. I don't know. But, you know, I think Alabama fans would love to have him. And I think, you know, that they would equally embrace each other, and it would be a good fit if it were, you know, if Anthony Grant were to leave and, you know, Bruce were to be interested in coming to Tuscaloosa.
Like, and just strictly, once again, your opinion and knowing and understanding how the show calls impact is impacting, do you think that's going to have him on the ESPN set one more year, or do you think someone out there is going to go, man, am I willing to risk in order to get this guy, because there may not be a Bruce Pearl out there next year?
Right. I think a lot of programs who, you know, will be firing coaches will definitely take a look at him and be, you know, just like you said, well, I better try and snatch him up now or he might be gone next year. But it's all up to Bruce. I mean, he's in a perfect situation because ESPN loves him. He's perfectly happy there, which is very obvious. But he can pick, you know, where he wants to go. It might be kind of tough for him because, you know, let's say an opportunity comes up and he likes it and thinks it'd be a good fit. But if he's not 100% sure, he's not going to take it. And he has the luxury of being able to wait. I don't know if it'll be here. I personally think we'll see him coaching next year. I don't know where, obviously. But I think that, again, he's in the perfect position where he can wait. And I asked him, I said, you know, what if, you know, a good program asks you, you know, offers you a job and you're kind of, you know, I don't know, maybe they're a good fit. I'm not sure. He said, he like cut me off and said, no, it has to be a 100% perfect fit. So he is patient and willing to wait. He's waited 3 years already. You know, what's a couple more?
That's a good point. Lake and Littman, USA Today. Lake, and before I let you go, you've been able to spend more time than anybody that we've had on our show, and including myself. I've met him several times, but you've spent more time with Coach Pearl than anybody else. And I guess my question to you, you know, the background that he's come from with the situation at the University of Tennessee, is this guy a safe person to invest in? I know that he wants a program that's going to invest in winning. Is it safe for a program to invest in him? Do you feel like, I guess, that he deserves that second chance and that, the bad part is beyond him?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. Things pop up all the time that are a little shady with coaches, you know, and not in every sport. You know, schools are releasing their self-reported violations every year and all that stuff. But I think, yes, I would say he's safe. I mean, players love him. You watch, I think it was a bunch of Tennessee fans that put together like a Bring Back Bruce video, and it just has highlights of players, and you can just tell how much fun they're having playing for him and how much he invests in the players. You know, he paints his chest at women's basketball games, and he is just so excited running on the court and just like, you know, just that emotion. And I think, you know, he would get incredible recruiting classes. He said when he was at Tennessee that Pat Summitt and Fulmer were two of his best recruiters. I mean, imagine if he were at Alabama and you could have Nick Saban be one of your recruiters. I mean, you know, not even at Alabama, but any school, I think that it is very safe to invest in him because he would produce and he would bring in good players. And I think that they would win because, I mean, you know, you look at his resume and that's what he did. He won. And he graduated players and he, you know, they did community service, they did community outreach, all that stuff. It's everything that you'd probably want, you know, in a coach.
Lake and Littman, USA Today. Lake, appreciate your time this morning, and we'd love to have you on again just as soon as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Have a good one. Have a good day.
You too.
Lake and Littman, USA Today, and man, she brought it. She got me excited.
Now, she's right on.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, she's right on. I mean, I don't know if you picked up her last comments
about
he graduated.
Let's hold that because I want to talk about that. Was such a good interview. I want to hold that because I want to talk about it too because I picked it up as well.
Okay.
7:16. We'll take a break here on Tide 99.1. Tide99.1.com. Your home for Alabama sports.
Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.